Mid mornings, we are talking all things beauty today with Nomsa Momnisi. She's been doing my makeup since what? 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock, and here we are. She's done, and we have the conversation with her. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I look so gorgeous. You look so gorgeous. The person taking content looks so gorgeous. We are gorgeous people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we love to be surrounded by gorgeous people.
Exactly.
Let's get into your story, Nomzamo. Who's Nomzamo? Where does she come from? How did the story of wanting to express yourself through makeup begin?
My name is Nomzamo Mnisi. I'm from Komazi, Skumazdal, you know. So, what inspired me to start the beauty industry was the passion I had for beauty. Yabo, ngikhule ngiyithanda kakhulu i-beauty, but I didn't know ukuthi it can be a career. I thought maybe I was doing it for fun, actually. So every time I would see people coming to me and say, can you please do my brows, or can you please do this and that? And
oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yes, it started a long time ago. But because, you know, sometimes when you go to school, you think that the only careers, it's when you're wearing maybe blue collars or white collars, you have to go to the office. But then during COVID-19, that's when I realized, Guti, a lot of people were retrenched. And I started looking at my life the way it was designed, because I did went to school, I graduated, you
okay,
know.
Lovely.
I tried to go and market, but not everyone will, you know, go to the office.
Yeah.
So that's when I started taking my passion seriously. So ngaqala ngokuthi, actually, I went to Joburg, ngizama ukuthi ngiyamaketha, ne? Ngihlala emnganini wami oShem. Ngiyabonga ngaye Shem, because she was always accommodating me. Mm-hmm. And then when I was there during the day, uyabona ukuthi when everyone leaves the flats, they go to work, but you don't know what to do on the day. Because you've applied, but you don't get any response. So I was watching SABC 1, so I saw this guy speaking about, you know, young people doing it for themselves, you know. So his name was Yamkela Kiviti. I got inspired by what he said, you know. He came from a background living a correct. So he went to school, and when he got there, you know, Joburg, when you see those para guys bar recycling things, you know. So he started being interested in those guys and said, what if I understand the background of why these people are doing these things? And then he started following. That's when his passion for recycling started, you know. So that's when I started asking myself, because I was alone in the flat, and I was like, okay, Masha, what are you good at, you know? So I realized that, you know what, I've been loving beauty, but then I guess geskolweni, it's important to go to school. So I've been loving beauty, but I never took it as something that can take me there, you know. So I started saying, okay, for now I don't have any capital to start the business. So my mom had sent me money since I was in Joburg. So when she sent me money, I told my friend that, you know what, this month can I please not pay for grocery, you know, because I'm thinking of doing something. Maybe this one can work for me. So I went to Joburg. I started buying makeup products, you know. They were not of good quality, of course. But then, you know, you always have your target market. So I started advertising on WhatsApp, you know, and people started responding positively. And remember, I thought, Guti, after graduation, you know. So when I posted, everyone was interested and be like, please bring me this. Please bring me the whole kit of makeup. I'll support you. That's when it all started. Then I realized, Guti, no, actually, I just need to know. Like, if
you just had to realign yourself,
exactly,
to where you're supposed
and
to
it
be.
Was so easy to do it. I didn't have to force myself to do it. I didn't have to try hard to get lines, you know. So after selling the makeup, you know, I went to my local hospital. The nurses, they supported me. So my first, I think I bought 700 stock. It gave me 2.5. And it was my first time experiencing that. And I was like, okay, maybe if I can take this deeper.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I can do to grow my business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I started to realize, man, what about kutinkale and make this a career and start mm-hmm. doing the makeup, mm-hmm. you know? So that's when I started. But then, being this thing, I'm educated, I want to see myself, I had that dream, you know? But it didn't happen at that time. So that's when I started, you know.
Zama, what does it mean to you to express yourself in color, right? And have to see that on somebody's face, have to see that, wow, I did that. I expressed myself, or she came to me wanting to express herself mm-hmm. in a certain mm-hmm. way, but I was able to execute that, because I don't think there's anybody who, after they're done doing their makeup, mm-hmm. don't feel good
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's not really about me, you mm-hmm. know. I always love clients' reaction, you know, when I'm done.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the most reaction that you can get.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're doing it to the person. I'll be happy more than when I am. So, and the fact that when I look at the person, you know, when you're admiring your own work, you look at a person and you're like, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, more than anything, my prayer every day would be, among the client, let me satisfy my client. You understand?
Yeah.
So I feel good to game. It's more about my client's reaction.
And here you are a couple of years later.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like your industry is so saturated, like there's so many people doing makeup?
You do feel that, but remember, you have your own strategy.
Yeah.
And you have to be authentic, you know. You have to know your work, you don't doubt yourself.
Yeah.
You know. And mean, I always motivate myself, you know, those Indian shops you'll find in a local place, Guti, maybe there are 10 Indian shops. They're selling the same thing.
Yeah.
But every day they're all getting a profit, because everyone at the time, but it's okay. Mina, this is what makes me stand out. So competition will always be there. But tukumbule futhi, the beauty industry is very broad.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many things that you can do. And the strategy that you use will always bring you clients.
Absolutely. What do we say to the young girl who's listening now and says, I've graduated, like Nomzamo, I'm not finding a job. I know that I might have a skill or two. I mean, we've got things like the University of YouTube, where you can upgrade your skill every single time. We've got social media now, where people are learning how to do basics of makeup and so forth. But what do we say to that girl who's feeling a bit lost today and who's saying, I want to do makeup, but I feel like the industry is so saturated, everybody's doing it. Why would somebody book me?
Google Gongenja, you have to ask yourself, why do you want to do it? You know, meaning, believe it, even my local people, they know, Guti, for me, it's not really about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's about building the legacy.
Because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. if I don't have a long-term goal,
then
you give up when maybe there are obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a out there who wants to start, mele akale. Firstly, you need to what my strength are, cause it's okay, because the beauty industry has a lot. Maybe when you were doing hair and you were doing it for fun or for your friends, you know, you start doing it as business.
Yeah.
And social media is there, you know, guti ikone guti advertise. And elenye indo that I realized, ne, guti, I used to be someone who's scared of showing my craft, you know. Because when kabang guti, you know what, maybe I'm not good enough, but not anymore, you know what. Because in pilivela guti, in everything that you do, ne, you'll always have your target market. There's no way, guti, you can be out there and not be seen.
Absolutely.
Yes, and you don't have to be too perfect. Because ange ugale, once you wait to be too perfect, you won't start.
That's true.
Yeah. Ugala ngale level loguyo. You know how you're going to charge your prices. Ngale level loguyo. Then you gain a trust from your clients.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, but I have so much to ask you. You spoke about money. Are you guys making money?
Obviously.
I mean, that's the most important thing, right?
No.
We love what we do. Yes, we love it. But money is also very great. And I ask this because I think I told you this off air, that I saw this on Twitter where somebody was saying stuff like, why are makeup artists driving such nice cars? And somebody said, well, I mean, you get a lot of clients per day and you charge X amount. So how do you go about charging for your makeup?
You know, I want to expose myself, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. With pricing, ne, it depends on the area.
Okay.
Your target market. You charge according to the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, your business is growing, and then they start maybe Backbeat and Elspread, you're going to Witbank. Obviously, my prices are called, they're going to differ.
Yeah.
And I won't lie, Shem, I don't get keep. Beauty industry in Aymali, yabo. Just that for some, my take on this thing with makeup artists drive nice cars. Most of them, ne, sometimes when they like umsebenzi lomu, maybe they are working, yabo. Ba sebenza kahle, and then labanye maybe they had a startup. Because akumelanga kuthi bantu ba yengeke and thinking ukuthi ngivele ngene and drive BMW.
Yeah.
You need to build. Like yes, yeah. You need to build the brand, you know, and in terms of buying products, you have to buy good products, you know, you see. So it can take time, but then giyaphileka. That's what I can say.
Where do we see you going in the next 5 years?
I don't even know what tomorrow. Okay, but e beauty nest ne in a in vision le long kakhulu. Ngiyafisa ukuthi one day ngiunderstand ukuthi I won't be, you know, doing anyone's face.
Uh-huh.
Instead, I'll be running an academy, you know.
Okay.
Yes. And yes. And lokunye lengifisako is to own my own brand. Because I look at it in a bigger picture, yabo. Njengoba ngisho ukuthi beauty industry ikhul kakhulu, you won't say I tried and it didn't happen.
True.
Yes.
Nomzamo, we've run out of time. That's the beauty of radio. But thank you so much for coming onto the show. Wishing you all the very best. I really cannot wait to see where you're going to be in the next couple of years. But thank you so much. And thank you for this face, darling.
Thank you for having me.
Take me out to dinner tonight. Please, I look too good. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Rouse FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Rouse FM, Mpumalanga, Azise.
One moment, that's all it takes. A split second between life and death. You think you're invincible? That your trip will go off without a hitch? Well, the funeral parlor is more than happy to receive you. Is it too late? One wrong move is all it takes to end it all. Whatever you do, don't let your trip end with RIP. This message was brought to you by the Road Accident Fund, an entity of the Department of Transport. Road Accident Fund. We care.
It's Rouse FM Mid-Mornings. I'm about to leave. Lily's going to kill me. But I just found out and I didn't know that Nomzamo is now. Do we call them a waxer? What do we call them? What do we call you? You don't know? You've started waxing, right?
I'm a beauty therapist.
She's a beauty therapist. Yes. All right. A beauty therapist. You do manicure, pedicure as well. So you have a beauty salon in Komaz.
Yes, I do.
Aha. Yeah. Before you leave, let's give people your social media platforms.
Oh, okay. On Facebook, it's Mnisi Nomzamo. It's Mnisi Nomzamo Masha. And then on Instagram, it's beautynest _ Nomzamo.
Okay.
By Zamo, sorry. Yes.
All right.
And then on TikTok, it's Nomzamo Mnisi.
Okay. Nomzamo, thank you so much for coming onto the show. So, guys, if you know that you're going to see your man and you need to wax so you can get some... do what you got to do. Eskuman, right?
Yes,
she's based Eskuman style. So do what you got to do. My name is Letlang Moletsane, signing out on a Friday. Have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'll be back again between 9 and 12 o'clock on Monday. I look good. I'm going out. Take me out for dinner, Frank. Oh, my God. Bye-bye. I'm out. Show money, easy, Kaliza, one more, yeah,